Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's happening? Well, it does look like the markets may have put in bottoms for now. We've seen a dramatic drop off in volume. We've seen a dramatic drop off in volatility. So you certainly might. You might think that the lows have put in, and we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I'm not a fan. I still think that there's going to be a much bigger correction, but I'm certainly not going to get in the way of the market that it stands right now. And I think that when you look at it, there's times you fish and there's times you cut bait, and I think this is probably a time to cut bait. If you're an investor, as I've said repeatedly over and over again, you just roll with the punches. Don't try to time the market, and you stay long and you hedge it, and then you're all set. But you know, there's a bunch of stuff happening, and of course we had the Fed beige book, and of course, you know, it's like some of the dumbest things ever. All right, I mean, you know, they're worried about the Fed has got something else to worry about, but really, is it something that they're worried about, or is it something that they just want to keep the process going with no interest rates and allowing the banks to continue to steal the old man's bundle, basically, It's really just a joke that if we've got full employment of crappy jobs, which is what we have, right? I mean, the jobs suck. And if we've got dramatic growth, as they continue to tell me we do, again, I question whether or not that is actual factual. All right. But then... they talk about the moderate growth and the lack of inflation. I don't know. I keep paying more for stuff, so I don't know where the lack of the inflationary comes in, but I think this is the lack of education or the lack of knowledge, the lack of any common sense by the people that run the Federal Reserve. I think that they are the cause of a lot of the problems here. And I think that there is a great case to end the Fed or to at least audit the Fed. I don't understand, what they even think they're saying. It becomes to me more of the ridiculous when I listen to what they have or read what they have to say. I think the central banks have proved in history. And long before there was even a Federal Reserve, the central banking system of England and of Europe showed just how much that they screwed the people that they were trying to, that supposedly they were in place to help. But modest to moderate expansion, concerned about tariffs. Really? Okay. Well, why would they be concerned about tariffs? That would be my first question. We're not even there yet. We haven't had it. And if you really think that there's going to be a tariff and a trade war, you should really think again. But Labor markets across the country remain tight, restraining job gains in some regions. Well, if we're at full employment, where would there be jobs anyways? And my bigger concern is that there's not even a there's no wage growth. You know, we talked about this earlier in the week. 8 cents an hour? Wow, man. You know, it's like the Duke brothers. $5. Oh, I can go to the movie by myself. You know, I mean, what we see here is a whole bunch of nothing. This goes back to one of my biggest complaints, and one of the things that I say is that where is the free market system? You know, I don't like the restriction of a free market. I don't like what we're seeing here, because what you're really doing is you're stifling the American dreams with what they do. You're keeping and taking the ability for the little guy to get ahead. And that's what this whole program seems to be about. You know, if you look at this model, it's a broken down piece of crap model. Okay. I mean, again, if you look at Japan, they own 50-some% of the equity market there. Where is it written that the government is supposed to own X amount of an equity market? So you're creating money to prop up something that should be trading freely on its own, but you don't want to let it trade freely. I find that troubling. I think that is what makes the cryptocurrencies so appealing to most, is that they are truly free and the markets trade truly free. And again, there may be some criminal activity in some of those currencies, but I don't know that there are any more criminal activity than some of the penny stocks that we've been seeing over the years. You know, anytime there's money in play, there's going to be bad guys. Okay. And there's going to be people trying to take advantage of it. You know, we hear about it every single day, about the Ponzi scheme or the construction deal or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, the biggest Ponzi scheme in history will be the Federal Reserve. Okay. They are the biggest Ponzi scheme. They are the ones that continue to create new money to satisfy old debt. In the meantime, who do you think pays for all that activity? We do. It comes out of us. The inflation of our assets to create higher taxes. The fact that if you're making $100,000 today, or you were making $25,000 30 years ago, the $25,000 was a lot more than $100,000. To me, it's just nonsense, and I'm sick of it. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I'm sick of what goes on here. I'm sick of the lack of a free system. And that really is where it comes down to what I see, in my opinion, is we don't have a free market. But that's the market we have, so we'll have to trade that one. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Remember to download the show at libertytalk.fm every single day. And don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which I give you every day after the close for free. And all you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com. There's a little form that'll pop up, and you can just fill it out with your name and email address. And I will email you my update every day after the markets close. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we have the sad news of the passing of Barbara Bush. The First Lady, First Mother. You know, But isn't it amazing at how ignorant some people can be that a professor, a liberal professor, we will say, from California, called Barbara Bush a racist and cheers her death. Now, a pretty sick world when you have somebody cheering the death of a very prominent person that did a lot of good. And I find it, you know, of course, this is the professor is goes by the name of Gerard, okay, who is you can figure out what she is on your own. But I think that is this where we've come to with between the left and the right of people cheering the death of a 92-year-old woman who had no play on anything and was just the first lady and the mother of a president. I find the ignorance of people on the left frightening. Again, I don't believe personally in the left and the right. I believe in doing the right thing. I believe that we have a country that we should all be striving to make better. But what we see now is the people striving to separate the country. And to me, it doesn't make a lot of logical sense that if you truly love America, if you truly love the country, why would you want to separate it? Where is all of the hatred coming from? This is going back into the dark ages of ignorance. And to me, I don't understand, and again, this is not only a left issue. I mean, you have got a number of people on the right that are trying to undermine our current president and undermine the system. You always have to ask yourself, why is that? And usually it comes back to money and power, right? You know, but look at this. Look at somebody cheering the death of somebody. Okay. In the meantime, you've got McCabe lying. You've got Comey writing a book trying to destroy the country. You've got Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, okay, that all have done things that not only are wrong, but most likely criminal. But yet we worry about and cheer the death of somebody. I find this to be a sad state of affairs. And again, I'm not just blaming the left. I want to be clear about that. I think that when you look at the situation, there are many in the way of President Trump, and including McConnell and Ryan. And to me, I gotta ask you. I mean, where is, you know, why do these people want to see failure? And if you want the answer, the answer is pretty clear. The answer is they're worried about their money. They're not worried about anything else. They're worried about money, because that's what it comes back down to. It comes back down to the money. And I find that sad on one hand and ignorant on the other hand, and which is why we need change, okay? Not the Barack Obama change, but we need real change, right? We need to, you know, clean up America and clean up what's going on. And it starts with, you know, the way that things are being handled and the way things are being done. I mean, it's like the constant battle in Washington to get anything done. Now, we know the founding fathers did not have this in mind when they put together the three branches of government. You know, because you've got just some really ignorant stuff going on here. And I wonder, will it ever change? And can we ever get past? And this is where we have to understand that we have to make some dramatic changes, but it really comes back down to, you know, the American people themselves with your vote. You know, so many of us are just happy with the status quo and the way things run. And I find it hard to be excited about the way things are. I don't see anything that has been that great for average Americans. I see that you continue to destroy the middle class. You continue to punish the middle class because they basically fund everything. Now, is that really the way that we want things to be? You know, I don't see, you know, how we can have people in charge as is Pelosi and Booker. I mean, they talk like morons. They talk like they have no clue of what's next. Now, it's easy in cases like that to talk and make big statements when you're already past any potential problem in your own personal life. So now you become, you know, the big, well, let's give everything away, because you're not giving yours away. And, you know, again, this is, I think, many of the problems which creates more hatred and more issues. And if we don't start to clean it up, you know, we're almost reverting back. We're almost going backwards as we want, you know, unity. We're not creating unity. We're creating separation. As we got away from racism over the history, over the years. And listen, don't get me wrong. There's still plenty of racism around. I get it. Okay. But as you try to prevent equality, what you have now is people in power that are trying to revert back to inequality. And it's just, it's a sad state of affairs when we look at this whole situation and wonder where we are and what we've done. And as I said, it seems to me we're reverting backwards and creating a new form of hatred and a new form of segregation and a new form of problems. And this is not how it's supposed to be. And I'm wondering how we're going to move forward with the powers that be and with actually the people that are blinded by whatever, okay, of looking for socialism and looking for those things, because it doesn't create anything good. And that's always a problem in my eyes, is how are we going to fix it? But we don't have people that really want to fix it. And I think therein lies the bigger problem, is the people that we have don't want to fix it. This is The Bubba Show, and I'm Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, remember our high school investing program. We're trying to help educate the youth of America. And if you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And we're looking to, again, expand into every high school in the country in which we finance it for them. And also, don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm, the only station you'll ever need. We're going to step out here for a break and come back to you with more. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Fly me to the moon. Let me...
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report.
bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this Thursday, April the 19th. As we continue to motor along and we see all kinds of stuff. But what's going on with oil? Man, oh man, oh man. Have you seen what's going on? I listen to these experts that continue to chirp it up, and I wonder, you know, what is the key factor in manipulating the price of oil? Now, we can look at Saudi Arabia and their ever push and desire and control over OPEC to get their IPO out, Aramco, and certainly that I'm sure is part of it. We can look at a number of other things, but what I have to wonder is what is creating this huge rally that we look at. I don't see it. I mean, I'm short oil. I'm not happy about it, but I'm short oil. But we have an overabundance of supply. We have everything going on for us, but yet the price spikes. Now, I haven't heard news yet, but I'll guarantee it that there will be news today, tomorrow, about oil for the reason that you're seeing this dramatic spike this week. It was just last week that oil was apparently ready to work its way back down and potentially break back to the downside. All right. But of course it did resolve itself. And now again, this week it's up almost 5-6%. But the move on Wednesday, there was no need or no reason to see a move like that that would indicate that somebody was caught short. That was not new money buying. I think that was short money covering. Obviously, new money pushing it up, but I think that there's something going on here. And it will come back down to, of course, in my opinion, it'll come down to there'll be some news bomb here that we have not seen or heard yet. And when we do finally get it, okay, it'll probably explain, and you'll probably see some selling pressure. But at the end of it, I see no reason for this price here. But this is, remember, one of the big things: who controls the government and who controls everything? Well, one of the controllers is a lobbyist for big oil. So again, you saw on Wednesday the explosion of many of these oil-related stocks. And again, I'm not saying that those companies can go up. They've been pretty beaten down. But I am saying that there's something funny going on underneath the scenes. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But I would, like I said, I would bet on it. And we'll see what the end of the day brings. But oil is just in ridiculous territory, based on all the information and the drawdown and the whole thing. But of course, you know, we're trying to push up oil because we don't have any inflation according to the Fed. But there's something going on here that there'll be some clarity news wise. Again, I don't care about the news. I can see in the pattern, and I did think that we were starting to head lower, and of course we did pop, and now I've made again another new high here. Over, you know, like 4 years or whatever. But we'll see. We'll see how that plays out over time. But you know, is are we seeing a change? And I think the answer is no. And of course, we continue to see the dollar. Now, the dollar was stronger. Oil was stronger. Gold was stronger. Grains were stronger. Doesn't all fit together, does it? You talk about the correlation of assets, and of course, that's not the correct relationship or ratio, but it happens. And that's why I tell you not to try to get tied up in any one thing too soon. You let the markets play, because again, a correlation will work potentially over a long term, but it doesn't always work in the short term. So I wouldn't get too overly excited. I still say, I stand by, that the dollar and the Fed will be the black swan in this market. And of course, the dollar is getting so in such a tight range that it appears that it can only explode in one way or the other. And I do not see the explosion down. I see the explosion higher. So again, I believe that a lot of these asset classes have this higher dollar price than already. And you know, you've seen just a lot of weird and quirky action going on. But when you look at it, so why are the fear assets rallying a little bit when everything is so good? You always have to question and ask why. Why is this happening? All right. Now, again, we don't have the answer today. And of course, you know from listening to the show that I more or less watch and read the footprint of the market. I don't necessarily care about the news or what's happening. I'm just talking about it because it's interesting of some of the things that we see. But what is really creating this type of move? You know, this is not just a natural, normal, supply demand, buyers being more aggressive than sellers, blah, 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 the whole thing. There's more to this story, and there always is. And that's why I say to you that the charts will typically indicate first that something is going on, and then typically the news will come out. And if you've listened to the show long enough, you've heard this enough times to know that that is usually the way that it happens. We continue to, because a lot of information starts to play out long before the news ever hits the tape. And of course, we are seeing a lot of good earnings. And after the earnings, we're seeing a lot of stocks start to fail. Okay. And again, it doesn't make it bearish. It's just when I say to you, how much more can be priced into the market? I mean, they've already priced in the great news from what I can see. So can they continue to push? And I'm not saying they can't, but you know, you take a look at a stock like Alcoa. Alcoa was, I don't know, $40. Now it's 62, 50% increase in a couple of weeks. That can't be sustained. I mean, it's going to go up, sure. I'm not telling you it can't go up, but that can't be sustained. That move has got to come back in a little bit. You know, you've got American Express exploding, and that makes reasonable sense because American Express is, you know, they're a big debt nation, right? You've got this exploding debt. People need to borrow off their credit cards to live. But if you look at just at Alcoa for a minute, it was $43 in about 2 weeks ago. This morning, it was $63. Now, again, that is an illogical move, especially for a company like Alcoa. So I say to you that, you know, again, do we get a little bit too overexuberant? And that ties back into oil as well. So the whole thing does not make a lot of logical sense, especially with what's going on with debt and other issues. You know, again, I don't see value in this proposition. Now, if you remember, I did say that there was value in some of the energy stocks, and just because they were so overdone. All right. So again, you know, those I wouldn't expect. Remember, one thing we always look for here on the Bubba Show is for value. We're trying to find stuff with value. All right. And that's when we buy. We buy solid companies that we feel that are at a value price. Just like we bought grains when they were down at ridiculously low levels. We're trying to play the value play. That's what it's all about. And that's what I see as opportunity. Is where is value? I mean, do I want to buy something that's already rallied, or do I want to try to find the next one that's going to rally? And I think that's one of the issues that we look at and that we look for. Because anytime you're investing, you want to try to buy value. You want to buy something based on a technical reason, a strong company fundamentally, but you buy it based on the technicals, because that's how you make the most amount of money. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I want to remind you to go to BubbaTrading.com, check out what we do, and also get yourself signed up for Bubba's Daily Update. Every day I update the market. I give you a quick 3 to 5 minute video on what I saw happen and what I expect to happen going forward. So you're kind of getting tomorrow's newspaper today, and it's free, no credit card required. So go check that out at BubbaTrading.com. And of course, don't forget to download the show every day at LibertyTalk.fm. We've got full 24-hour a day programming, but of course, the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge and Crypto Investor X. So go check out LibertyTalk.fm and don't forget to download the show and help us reach our goals. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we will see you back here after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we'll see you back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And what's going on with the world of high finance? Well, I don't know. It's pretty distressing when you listen to some of these jackasses speak. You know, the pundits, you know, it's interesting. You know, when I say something on like TV and then I get kicked off because I told the truth or I told what my opinion was, I find that kind of funny. And of course, that was what happened with TD Ameritrade and their new TV show. You know, they had me on and I called OPEC a bunch of crooks, which I believe that's exactly what they are. I think OPEC has held us up forever. And of course, you know, nobody wants the truth. You know, it's like, remember the A Few Good Men? You can't handle the truth. Nobody wants the truth. Nobody really wants your opinion. What they really want is they want you to pretend that you're an expert and use their opinion. And I find that pretty sad. I think that's a pretty sad state of affairs. I think that flies in the face of a free America. I think that flies in the face of actually telling it like it is. You know, I find it interesting that people don't want to hear the truth. They want you to put their version of the truth out there. And, you know, it's been really irritating watching the coverage of this potential trade wars, tariffs, and so on and so forth, and the fear that they're trying to create out there with everybody. You know, I just don't understand why. Okay. You know, I think that when you look at everything and people trust the media for whatever unknown reason, right? Because the media has become, and I guess I'm part of the media, but I just tell you what I think. I'm not looking to, you know, to do anything. But people listen and they hear certain things that they believe are gospel. And I always wondered, you know, the guys that are, for example, talking up the market now, and I'm not talking down the market. I do not want, again, you know what I believe, 8% year over year. If you're an investor, invest what you can afford and don't need, and then you don't have to worry about it. But, you know, the guys that are chirping up right now and saying bye, bye, bye are the same guys that were telling you to bye, bye, bye in 08 and 01 and every crash since. You know, that is always a problem. You know, we go back to, you know, how these money managers and these advisors work. And they work on having your money in the market. So they don't make money if you're not in the market. So they have to keep you buying. But what I don't understand is when you have the ability to tell somebody the truth, and I'm a guy that believes in truth, justice, and the American way, me and Superman. But I find it frustrating. I mean, I look at the amount of debt that we have and the impending debt bomb that was going to explode. Okay. Do you remember 08? Do you remember how excited everybody was, how good everything was right before they pulled the rug from underneath you? You didn't even forget that already? You know, it's one of the things that they all depend on is that you forgot. But everything is great. In 01, everything was great. And then all of a sudden, there's a few cracks in the armor. And before you know it, you're bust. And, you know, I just wonder, you know, why the media itself, the fake news of many, okay? You know, obviously it's all about ratings, which if you remember, we opened the show about what? It's all about money. Well, what are ratings about? They're about money. So that's why you don't get necessarily the truth when you're watching some of the things going on. I mean, right now you got everybody talking about that this is going to the moon and it's the new market and everything has changed. And again, I guarantee you, I can get you clips from, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago that said the same exact thing right before the end. And again, I don't ever want you to think that it's the end. My only words to everybody is always to just be cautioned. That's all we want to make sure is that we understand what can happen. I keep hearing the return to normalcy. What is normal? What is normal? What is normalcy? All right. You know, for example, interest rates have been falling since 1980. All right. So what is normal? What is the normal rate of interest? Well, it would be if the idiots from the Federal Reserve would get out of the way, it would be what the market will bear. Whether that be 1%, 5%, 10%, the market would determine what the proper interest rate would be. But it's hard to determine when you have a body that's involved in the middle of it that doesn't want a free market. So that changes the overall dynamics of what a market is. So we don't know what normal is because, well, for 38 years, the Fed has really been valid. I mean, they're 105 years old. 105 years of stealing. But the last 38 years, since the Greenspan era, the bubble building era, we don't know what normal is because they have not allowed the market to price out its own assets. Because borrowing money or lending money and interest rates should be determined by supply and demand. You know, if I come to you and I say I need to borrow $1 million and you say, okay, well, I'll charge you. I'll give you to 5%. Well, I can make a decision if 5% is the right number for me and if I can afford it. Now, I can say no, and you can say no, and we could have no lend. Or you could say, okay, I can do it for 4.5%. I said, oh, that works for me, 4.5%. So now we've discovered the price of what the right interest rate is. And that's what I think is lacking, is that interest rates are set instead of discovered. And that's through the manipulation of the Fed. But everything we should do, it should not necessarily be pre-priced or manipulated by somebody. It should be made by what is known as price discovery, the price discovery model. because asset classes work on a price discovery model. And that price discovery model is very simple. Right? If I want to sell something at a dollar and I get no buyers, I can just hold it and do nothing, or I can lower my price so I can create buyers. So I can create the price discovery model where the exchange of wealth can take place. Very tough to do when you've got a manipulating body in the middle of it that controls everything. Makes markets very challenging, takes away the true free market. And I think that's one of the big issues, and that's one of the things that will be set for the overall collapsing of the debt bomb and so on and so forth. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. It's always great to be here with you, and enjoyed it. And remember to go download the show at libertytalk.fm. And of course, don't forget to get the Sporting Edge over the weekend. And also, don't forget about our high school investing program. Check out highschoolinvesting.com and see what we do. And if you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And you can download get the update emailed to you every single day. In the meantime, everybody, it is Thursday, April the 19th. Everybody have a great day. As always, I appreciate you being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Friday, right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.